Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning as we are broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Come on by. It's located on North Main Street. And you know you want to come by. You know you want to try some of the delicious Cape Cod coffee, some of their pastries, some of their muffins. I can see them all in the case. They look beautiful. Come on by. This coffee is out of this world. You got to come and try some of it. And we're going to learn a little bit more about it later on, but if you would like to call in, 508-996-0500 is the number to do so. Also, we were talking, you can send app chat messages too on the WBSM app. We were talking in the last hour about a story Phil had in the news earlier regarding Lunchables being pulled from schools because of the high sodium content. And this is a program that was rolled out in this school year. This is the first year that they've been doing it. And it's two Lunchables that are made available to schools. The turkey and cheddar cracker stacker and extra cheesy pizza Lunchables. And here's the issue with it. Here's why, according to this article that I found from Education Week, here's why they had to make this move to having Lunchables available. Part of it is staffing issues. No surprise there. That as they have less people available to work in cafeterias, they can't prepare multiple different types of items. So normally you might go in and there might be three or four different choices a kid can choose from for school lunch. Now they don't have that many people to be able to prepare all of that. So they have to make it so that it's as easy for them as possible. And Lunchables was a way to do that. However, these Lunchables are reduced in size from what would normally be out on the shelf at a store. And they're supposed to have less sodium in them. The stacker, the turkey... Oh, hold on. I just lost that story there. The cracker stacker turkey and cheese contains 930 milligrams of sodium, nearly half the daily sodium requirement for 9 to 14-year-olds, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Both processed food items include nitrates, linked in research to cancer, and other health risks. So they are getting what's supposed to be 930 grams of sodium. But as I was saying earlier, it's like 740 grams of sodium in the one you can buy on the shelf. So there's more than what's available on retail. And in Phil's story, he was saying that they've actually discovered that it could be three times as much. So it's not really panning out the way that it's supposed to. My guess here is that Kraft Foods, who put together these Lunchables, probably changed what they were doing. They probably got approval. And again, I don't know this for sure, but they probably got approval for a certain version of the Lunchable, and then they sent out one that isn't that version. But the idea being that they needed something that was an easy alternative for the staff. I mean, I don't know. I guess I understand that. But I used to cook for 300 adults. in a warehouse setting. And I cooked breakfast and lunch for 300, actually, I think it was more than that. But these adults would come down twice a day to eat on their breaks. And granted, not everybody bought, but not every kid buys school lunch either. In fact, I would guess that the ratio of people that brought in food to people that bought food is probably similar to what it would be in a school cafeteria. And we were able to prepare many items, a variety of options, every day with just myself and another person. So two people prepared a full deli, tuna, roast beef, turkey, ham and cheese, chicken salad. We had that egg salad. We had that ready to go every day. Lettuce, tomato, cheese, bacon, everything. I'd have it all prepared. Then we would do a couple of different entrees every day. And, you know, when we started off, we did comfort food. Macaroni and cheese and I don't know, what else did we do? Chop suey, shepherd's pie, things that, you know, these working people coming from the New Bedford area, the kind of things that they wanted to eat. And then a new manager came in and a new district manager came in and she's like, no, you have to serve all the food that the rest of the company serves. And, you know, you have to have, you know, chicken mushroom saute and all this stuff and paninis. And the people didn't care about this. The management upstairs, the five people that worked upstairs that came down for lunch, they wanted the same stuff they got when they went to a different location. When they would go, you know, for meetings at a location closer to Boston, they're like, why don't we have the same menu items that they have there? Because your people don't want those. You have a coffee and donut crowd and you're trying to serve them scones and espresso. So we're trying to, you know, make that argument. Didn't work. So now we're preparing even more complicated foods. And we also have the grill section where you could go in and you could order a burger, a hot dog, fries, chicken fingers, you know, things like that. So, and it's just the two of us staffing it, me running the whole counter, doing all of that while the other guy's running the cash register. And, you know, hundreds of people ordering. And we made it work. So I don't know if we can make that work, why two people couldn't cook all the food that's needed in a school cafeteria when they have, you know, hours to prepare. Maybe that's unfair of me, but I don't see what that problem is. Man, did I hate working there. I said, listen, I'm just going to work here for a little while. Gotta pay the bills. I'll keep looking for another job. I won't be here very long. And I was there for 5 years. And 5 years, it flew by. And when I finally got a full-time job at WBSM, I was so thankful. Because not only did I not have to cook anymore, but now I no longer have to get up at 4 in the morning. Oh, whoops. Well, okay. Part of it's still true. 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and chime in. But this is, and if somebody knows more than we do, I mean, I was trying to look up a few school lunch menus during the break, but I had a technical issue here I had to fix. If somebody knows, you know, are they still doing pizza, cheeseburgers, things like that? I know they were doing away with French fries because that was a big thing. When that happened, they're like, oh, we're going to replace French fries with carrot sticks. No, that's not a replacement. That's we're taking away French fries and giving you carrot sticks. A replacement for French fries is we're going to go with sweet potato fries. Oh, we're not going to have shoestring fries anymore. We're going to go with waffle fries. That's a replacement. Taking away French fries and giving kids carrot sticks is, that's not a replacement. That's just an outright change. But the school menu is designed to give kids nutrition that they need, partially because, unfortunately, you can't always depend on parents to provide that nutrition that kids need. And if more and more school lunches are going to be paid for with tax dollars, there's a responsibility then with those tax dollars to give kids food that's not making them unhealthy so that they put a burden on the healthcare system. So I understand why they felt the need to revamp school lunches. And I agree with it for the most part. But I don't know that I agree with the need to have Lunchables. If they are so high in sodium and nitrates. I mean, Grant, nobody cared about sodium and nitrates when they were feeding us bologna sandwiches. That was actually a school lunch menu item when I went to school. Bologna and cheese, like grilled. Well, I shouldn't say grilled. They were on hamburger buns. And they were like heated up. Another one, hot ham and cheese. Where they would just take a hamburger bun, they'd dip the ham in some boiling water and put it on the bun and throw a piece of cheese over it. There you go, hot ham and cheese. Can I get a cold ham and cheese? No, we only have hot ham and cheese. Okay, all right, thanks. But the certainly the ideas about nutrition have changed, and as they should. But there's probably a way that they could get it done with these limited staffs without having to resort to Lunchables. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I think a lot of the problem is that lunch for elementary kids is a half an hour. You got to sit down, eat in about 15 minutes because they got to clear the tables for the next group. And I think that's the problem. Some kids at the end of the queue, when they get their food, it's 10 minutes later. They sit down, time to wrap up, put it away, throw it away, and let's get out. They have to go.
They have to eat,
go to the bathroom. It's bathroom break, and then it's recess. So some kids, they just want to get out. They don't even want to eat. So I think the question is time.
If that's the question, then you would think that there's a way that the schools could address that in a way that would make it easier for the cafeteria staff and easier for the students to be able to have more time.
I think it's one time we went all the way up to 5 lunch shifts, and it was unreasonable because then they said you can't use the bathrooms during lunch. Well, lunch went on for 2.5 hours. Couldn't go downstairs and use the bathrooms because they were busy with lunch. It is a question of too many children, and how do you feed them? They're trying to do something quick. So they thought those Lunchables could be the best thing to do. You sit down, eat, goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, and I know it's something kids will eat because they like them. They get them at home. But, I mean, if you want to have better nutrition for school kids, then they're going to have to dedicate more time to it.
Yes, only on Thanksgiving. They would give us an extra time because it was so backed up. Everyone wanted to buy the Thanksgiving lunch.
You know, I got to tell you, I never understood that working in the restaurant business all these years. You know, I get it if somebody came in on Wednesday night and ordered a turkey dinner because they weren't going to have one. They don't have anybody to meet up with, no family. They weren't going to make a turkey dinner. I get that. But we had so many people that would get a turkey dinner on Wednesday, and then they were still going to have one on Thursday. Like, they just couldn't wait one more day, so they would come in and get that for lunch. I never understood that.
It's good. It's delicious.
I do get that. I mean, I love it. I still do it a couple times a year myself. But all right, thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
You too.
And 508-996-0500, that is the number to call in and chime in. But yes, that used to happen a lot. So, I understood when I started working in food service, I was 16 years old. I was a dishwasher for like 3 months before I became a cook because a cook didn't show up and they're like, well, you're a cook now. And I was like, okay, what do I do? And they trained me. And so I was working at night and, I'd work like after school till 8 p.m. when we closed. And working the night before Thanksgiving, a lot of people came in and ordered turkey dinners, which we had on the menu every night. You know, turkey stuffing, potatoes, vegetable, cranberry sauce, gravy, all that stuff. And I said to the waitress, the server who had been there, she, you know, was in her late 50s at this time and been there since she was a kid. And I said, why do people order turkey dinners when Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And she said, well, because a lot of these folks don't have anybody. This is their Thanksgiving. They're going to come in and get this. Some of them were ordering it to go so they could eat it tomorrow, you know, on Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, I felt kind of bad. So I kind of got it in my head that the people who came in and ordered the turkey dinners on Wednesday were like kind of the lonely folks. And so, you know, I would go out and talk to the customers. This is before I hated my job and I would just scream in the kitchen all day. But I would go out and I would talk to them and be like, oh, so, you know, no plans for tomorrow? Oh, no, I've got the whole family coming over. Oh, okay. All right. Do you guys not make a turkey? Oh, no, we're going to make a 30-pound turkey. Whoa, we're going to make everything. Stuffing? Oh, yeah. I've been working on the stuffing for 2 days already. But you're eating a turkey dinner now. Why did you order a turkey dinner on Wednesday if you're going to have this big turkey dinner on Thursday and probably again on Friday and on Saturday and maybe even on Sunday? But it's people just love it. And I'm guilty of it. Like the last 2 years, I got a Thanksgiving toasted from D'Angelo the night before Thanksgiving. I'm guilty of it too. We're all like the old man in A Christmas Story. We're certified turkey junkies. So I'm sure some of you have done the same. Don't say that you haven't. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. And you can use App Chat on the WBSM app. No open line voicemails this morning, though, because I am broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by. They are now open. They've got delicious Cape Cod coffee ready to go. And if you don't have a lot of, like, you're not going to have to sit and stand and wait in line. You come over, you order your coffee, you can pour it right over here. There's all the coffee in the little carafes. You can pour it, you can mix it up with cream and sugar and everything you need, and you can be out the door and you can be on your way. So you come in, order your coffee, pay for it, grab the cup, make your coffee, you're on your way. In probably less time than you would spend in the Dunkin' drive-in, drive-thru. So come on by and visit us on North Main Street in Acushnet. We will be here through the show at 9 a.m. And then at 9 a.m. we will have a special Seize the Deal on sale, $50 in gift certificates to Country Whip for just $25. So I want to see you come on down. I want to see you try some of this coffee. I want to see you get those deals at 9 a.m. We're going to take a break and be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet, and I got my hands on the menu during the break there. And first of all, if you're going to come in for breakfast, not only do they have Cape Cod coffee and espresso and cappuccino, they also have cold brew. I know a lot of folks love cold brew. They have that here. They have muffins. They have pastries. They have breakfast sandwiches. So you can come down and you can sit down. The inside is open. They open up every morning at 7. You can come in and sit down inside or outside, depending on however you want to enjoy your morning coffee and breakfast. And you can have your breakfast and coffee right here at Country Whip. But then they also have some really fantastic stuff on the menu. Burgers, sandwiches. Things like, oh, of course, you got to love a Reuben, right? They also have a steak bomb, meatloaf sandwich. They have the big cheese, which is a grilled cheese with mozzarella sticks, 4 mozzarella sticks inside of it. They have hot dogs. They have salads, quesadillas, chicken tenders, clam cakes, seafood, rice bowls, soup. And then, of course, they have the funky fries. Everybody's going crazy for the funky fries. I asked Lolly, I said, what are some of the most popular ones that people go for here? They love the Canadian, which is French fries topped with poutine gravy and white cheddar curds. And they love the Pig Mac, which are French fries topped with mac and cheese, shredded pork, and topped with 2 onion rings. And also popular, the Frozen Fry, which is topped with vanilla ice cream and hot fudge. And the Monday, French fries topped with maple walnut ice cream, bacon, and maple cream sauce. Sounds amazing. Those are just some of the funky fries on the menu here at Country Whip. And you can try everything here if you get that Seize the Deal coming up at 9 a.m. You can get $50 in certificates to Country Whip for just $25. That goes on sale at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. You don't want to miss that. All right, let's go now to the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Arizona backs an abortion ban with a 19th century law. Donald Trump is off a billionaire's list after a stock plummet. And a snack kids love could be booted from the menu.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Arizona Supreme Court is bringing back an abortion ban under a law from 1864. The law, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, bans all abortions except for risk to the mother. The previous law, enforced in 2022, bans abortions after 15 weeks, except when the life of the mother is at risk. More than 200 advocacy groups are asking the heads of major tech companies to step up their fight against misleading artificial intelligence and misinformation ahead of elections around the world. The groups wrote to the CEOs of companies like Meta, Reddit, Google, and X this week, asking them to be more aggressive with policies to fight propaganda. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock took a nosedive. The Bloomberg Index is a daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, the parent company behind Truth Social. Shares in Trump's company, however, have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% on Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. The work continues 24/7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Roberto Concepcion says the priority is finding the bodies of the three remaining construction workers who've been missing since a container ship hit the bridge and brought it down 2 weeks ago. And there's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning Tuesday saying the school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports says the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contained nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 104-91. They host the New York Knicks on Thursday. Bruins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1. They head to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins on Saturday. The Red Sox dropped the home opener to Baltimore 7-1, but they've got another shot tonight at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're looking at a mostly cloudy day ahead on the South Coast with a likelihood of showers in the afternoon, a high of 59 degrees and a low of 48. More of the same on Thursday. Cloudy, showers, drizzle, high of 59 and a low of 53. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back. And we've got some folks who are chiming in on the school lunch issue. And let's see. Give me 1 second here because I got a couple of things to open up. So Brock says, per my lunch lady mom, who retired in 2020, who worked in elementary school most recently, it took three cafeteria workers to run lunch and that all the food comes in pre-prepped and just needs to be cooked. Well, that's helpful. That's certainly helpful because I can tell you, somebody who had to prepare things from scratch and then knowing that there are easier alternatives, that used to drive me crazy. So we would say, well, why do we have to go through all this process of, you know, chopping potatoes if you can get potatoes that are already diced? And we thought it was because the boss was just cheap. And he was. That was a big reason for it. But also when we would buy those pre-chopped potatoes, you would cook them off and you would say, oh, what's that smell? They had like a chemical preservative in them because when you chop a potato, it's going to brown after a while. So they would put these chemicals in and it was such a pain to try to wash out the chemical and you never really got that taste out. So I kind of understand that to some degree. But then thankfully later on, they put out these bags of frozen potatoes that were so much easier to use and saved a lot of time. But that's the thing is people look at the bottom line and they say, well, I can buy a 50-pound bag of potatoes and we can peel them and dice them ourselves. And that's going to be, I don't know what they cost now, but maybe back in those days it was, $25 for that bag of potatoes. Whereas it was $50 for the case of potatoes that were already chopped and you only got half as much. But then you got to take into account how much time is wasted by the person peeling and chopping those. So one thing we did when in my years of working at Mill Pond Diner is everything was homemade as much as possible. Then when Matt Koss and I took things over, we tried to cut back a little bit on some of that work level without sacrificing the quality. I don't know how they do things now, though. I haven't stepped foot in that place in like 12 years. So, also, someone sent me the school lunch menu from the Lincoln Elementary School to give us just a rough idea of what's served. So what's today? Today is the 10th. So today for breakfast, they served Tiger Bites and yogurt. lunch is mozzarella sticks, an Italian sub, or a sun butter sandwich. So, I mean, we're talking about food that's healthier, but mozzarella sticks? Tomorrow, crispy chicken sandwich, Italian sub, or sun butter. And then on Friday, grilled cheese and tomato soup, Italian sub, sun butter. So it looks like they make like one thing that'll kind of be on the menu for the whole week. So when they come back from April vacation, lunch is a hot dog, a bologna and cheese, or sun butter. Then on Tuesday, creamy chicken dinner, bologna and cheese, sun butter. On Wednesday, after the school vacation week, breakfast for lunch, bologna and cheese, sun butter. The next day, American chop suey, bologna and cheese, sun butter. And then they have pizza on the 26th. They have Sal's cheese pizza as an option. And it looks like they're getting pizza just once a month. Some things that they served last week, beef nachos, cheese ravioli, chicken and waffles, breaded chicken drumstick, bacon cheeseburger. So it's, you know, it's still the kind of stuff that they served when I was in school, but it seems like they're finding more of a balance. 508-996-0500. Sorry, I had to sneeze there. And you can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. Thanks, DSY. I got your photos that you sent. A little traumatic when I looked. No, I'm just kidding. It was great to see the old place. And if you want to send in app chat messages, you can do that. It's super easy. Just download the WBSM app, and then you can use the app chat function to send messages anytime. Doesn't just have to be while we're on the air. You can send them to us any time of day. There's another story that I wanted to bring to your attention. We can continue talking about school lunches and Lunchables and all of that if you would like to. But there's another story that I wanted to bring up. A couple of different stories. But this one I thought was a cute story to start the day. This comes from WCVB. In Everett, the town of Everett, police are hoping to reunite a white and gray cat found near a school that was wearing a dress. The young cat was found curled up in a driveway near the Parlin School wearing a white dress with strawberries on it. The cat, who has been nicknamed Strawberry by her rescuer, has heart-shaped markings on her nose and appears to have double front paws. The animal control posted that she loves to lay in the animal control officer's lap and grab her hand with her paw until she gets some cuddles. This kitten is extremely affectionate and a family must be missing her. And you can see her at WCVB.com. But she's wearing a dress. I don't know how. This must be the sweetest cat in the world, because how did this cat let anybody put a dress on it? When I had cats, they wouldn't even let me put a collar on them. They fought me on, you know, every time I would change their flea collar. They'd be like, no. I just got to feel it off for 30 seconds. I don't want it back on. My cat Edgar had a big leather spiked collar. They weren't sharp spikes. They were purposely soft so that he wouldn't hurt himself. But, like, he looked like a total badass. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get him a little leather jacket. And I tried to, you know, this little pleather jacket, and I tried putting it on him, and, oh, he hated it. You couldn't even put, like, you know, antlers on him at Christmas. I don't know how this cat sat still for a dress. And then apparently left home wearing the dress. I guess if you're going to, you know, wander away from home, you should look your best. And that's what Strawberry the cat apparently did. But I'm going to guess that they're going to reunite this cat with its family pretty quickly. It's stories like that make me think, oh, I'm going to get another cat. I'm going to get a cat again. And then I remember what it was like losing my last two pets. And I say, no, I'm not going through that. I'm not ready to go through that again. I'm considering a tortoise because it will outlive me as long as I do everything right. So I don't have to go through that loss again, but then that also means I have to leave it to somebody else. So, you know, let's just say I'm lucky enough to die when I'm in my 90s and my son is in his 70s. And here you go. Take care of this tortoise that's still going to live another 20 years. But I've recently found out, you know, just how much personality they have. And I'm like, okay, I don't need to get a pet, but I kind of want to get one. And then I can bring him into work with me. He can hang out with me at the studio. We can put him on the air. And then there's another story, too, that is... This just makes me question how we function as a society when things like this happen. Unnecessary fear and terror for what purpose? I might take a break. We'll talk about that story when we come back. But there's something going on in Rhode Island where, and it just keeps happening. We've been victims of it at WBSM. Numerous places around the New Bedford area have been victims of it. We'll talk about that when we come back. But right now, we'll take a break as we're broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by, have some coffee, get yourself some breakfast. We can hang out. You can jump on the microphone here with me. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in as we are broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Come on by, have some coffee and some breakfast with me. But also, you know, as we're talking about school lunches and we're talking about healthy food, we're talking about places where you can get good quality food. Well, there's no better place than The Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. The Butcher Shop is a real old school neighborhood market where they have a little bit of everything. So you can get your shopping done in The Butcher Shop. They have what you need. And if you don't find what you need, just ask Eric. They'll get it for you. And they have high quality meats. I'm talking way better than the stuff you're going to get in the supermarket at just about the same price. But the real difference is, not only is it the quality of it, it's the customization of it. So when you walk up, you can say, I think I want, can you get me an end piece? Can you cut it a little bit thicker? You know, my husband likes it, you know, likes a nice thick steak. I like it a little bit thinner. And they'll cut it however you want. It is customized for how it best suits you and your family. Not like when you go into the supermarket and you're going to be buying the package of meat of whatever somebody else has decided is the cut that you should have. Also, they buy a lot of local products. So it's locally sourced, high quality, good quality food. And the other good part about it, too, is not only are they getting all of that for you to bring home and make, they make it there, too. So you might want to have them prepare it for you. You might want to have them maybe marinate the meat for you. You might want to have them season the meat for you. They'll do all that. But what they'll also do is they will also cook up a bunch of food every day, all kinds of great stuff, so that you can grab a quick, ready-made meal, whether it be for lunch, for dinner, whatever. One of the many great offerings they have there, including also their beer and wine cellar, their cheese fridge, and so much more. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Also, I had mentioned a story that I wanted to cover before the news break there, and this comes from Rhode Island. And this is another incident where this happens way too much. Another incident where they are getting bomb threats that are called in for no reason. Hoax bomb threats that are called in for who knows what purpose. They refer to this as swatting. When they call and they descend upon, law enforcement descends upon an area and there's nothing actually going on. And Tuesday marked the fourth threat sent to Planet Fitness locations in Rhode Island. Multiple Planet Fitness locations. Providence, East Providence, and Warwick. Well over a dozen locations across the country have received similar threats recently, and each time police say nothing is found. So this is something that has been going on because, as you know, there's been some controversy with Planet Fitness lately. They've been in the news. And I think that that's been part of the problem because there was some issues. Hold on here. Let me see if I can try to bring up the story here. But there was basically some issue with their transgender policy with filming in the locker rooms. Remember the transgender male, well, the transgender woman who went into the locker room. And somebody filmed it and said, you know, that this they allowed this to happen. So it's basically caused all kinds of controversy. So nobody is saying that these swatting incidents are related to that, but there's belief that it is. Whatever that issue may be, the bottom line is these swatting incidents are happening more and more. They happened here on the South Coast, but it's not the same thing. You know, this is obviously somebody has an agenda, and they're trying to send a message or cause fear, or who knows what it might be. But we have people that do this just for fun. People who do this just because they get off on it. People that do it because they're sick. And it's just so easy now to spoof your phone number, to use a burner phone, to contact the police, to call in a report, to send an anonymous text, whatever it may be, and then all hell breaks loose. So it's happening too much, and I don't know how you can combat it. Because now people that want to have a campaign of fear know that this is a tool that they can use. And the rest of us just have to deal with it. And I said, you know, we've been victims of it at WBSM. Our particular incident was a woman who was not well, who was calling local schools, municipal offices, courthouses, and calling in bomb threats and threats of violence. She sent me an email saying she was going to murder me in the WBSM parking lot, but that it wasn't, she didn't send it as herself. She sent it as some woman she claimed, the woman claimed this person was her ex-boyfriend, was going to come down and do it. But then I contacted the guy and was like, why do you want to murder me? And he goes, oh no, her again? He goes, she thinks we had a relationship. I don't even know her. And she just does this every once in a while. So I felt pretty confident that I wasn't going to get murdered. And thankfully I didn't. But she ended up going to jail later because she called a lot of places and sent threats to a lot of places. You know, and here I am just trying to report the news. Next thing I know, I'm getting calls that I might have to go and testify in this case. So didn't get to that, but hopefully she's found help. But there's still other sick people out there that are using this as I don't even know what they get from it. 508-996-0500. Going to take my final break of the hour. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. We are just a few minutes away from going into the news break. When we come back on the other side, we're broadcasting for another hour here from Country Whip in Acushnet. Come on by. Get some of this delicious Cape Cod coffee. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next hour. And, of course, also at 9 a.m., we're going to have that special Seize the Deal going on sale. We are going to have $50 in certificates to Country Whip for just $25. Half off. You can't go wrong. You can try all the great items on the menu that we've been talking about. And of course, some of this delicious coffee. So we'll have that on sale at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. Also coming up in the next hour, we'll have your first win cash code of the day. So if you want to try to win $100 easily, just listen. When you get that code, go to WBSM.com, go to the WBSM app, click on the win cash option, enter in that code, and you'll be entered in to win $100. And then you'll also be entered in for the grand prize of $30,000. So every time you enter in one of those codes, you are entered in for that grand prize of $30,000. And of course, you can earn some extra bonus entries if you go to the Win Cash page and just follow us on Facebook, like us on Instagram. Oh, wait, nope. I always get it confusing. Okay, I got to get it backwards. But there's a couple things you can do there to earn some extra entries. And those are just kind of free chances at that 30 grand. But each time you listen, we do 10 codes a day, starting at 8 a.m. and through the 5 p.m. hour, 10 codes a day, one code every hour. Each hour is a chance to win $100, and each hour is an entry to win $30,000. All you have to do is listen. And you're listening anyway, right? I know many of you listen all day long. So this is a way to kind of reward you for listening by giving you the chance to win some cash. And it's brought to you by our friends at Architect Managed IT Services. So win cash on the WBSM app and on WBSM.com. Just go there. And when you hear each hour's code, you can enter it right into the box for that particular hour. Super easy to do.